How's everything going?
It's going really well. I mean, we got everybody here, you know, participating, you know, in the off-season program, and we're starting to gel as a team.
What do you think of this defense?
I'm excited. You know, we have a lot of great, veteran leadership, along with a lot of young talent. So I think it's really going to work out. I mean, with guys holding each other accountable, this definitely could be a great defense.
All four defensive backs, starting defensive backs. Played a long time in the league. How does that help you? I mean, just having all that experience back.
It helps a lot. I mean, sometimes when you come in with new people, you know, you really don't know what to expect. But being that we all have played a lot of football, us catching on to the defense and catching on to what others like, it makes it a lot simpler and it makes us play a lot faster.
Coming in, what was the perception of Denver's defense? Had you heard anything about it?
Secondary-wise, I was just hearing that it wasn't a good year. A lot of injuries, a lot of deep balls going over the head. That's just the perception I heard. I don't know as far as what the guys were saying on the team, but coming in, that was, you know, a scouting report that we had against Miami when we played. So,
how about now? What's the perception? What's the reality?
Reality, we should be the top secondary in the league. I don't think any of us expected anything less. And that's just how we're approaching it. And then, like I said, we all hold each other accountable and expecting to be that.
You know, they expected the Broncos to change a lot up front. The defensive line, they did change their linebackers. But where they addressed the most was the secondary. How much does safety play factor into stopping the run?
It means a lot. I mean, especially when, you know, there's going to be balls that, you know, break open, you know, in the ball game, and we have to be there to, you know, minimize that gain, you know, 10-12, or if we are coming down into the box, we're expected to make the tackle, most likely being the free guy to make the play, and you need that, and we got to do a great job of just conversion on the ball when the ball does split. I mean, it's going to take a group effort in the back end of, you know, everybody's playing their leverage so that we can minimize those gains.
Why is that? What do you guys bring to the table that's going to make it aggressive?
It's our expectations. Like I said, we've all played a lot of football in this league. It's a lot of talented back there, so we're not expecting anything, you know, less. I mean, for us to set a goal, our goal is to be the top secondary in the league. And if we're not, you know, considering ourselves to be the top, we're selling ourselves short.
Is that because turnover-wise, is that going to be the big spike? You're talking about not making mistakes.
Not making mistakes, being sound, being accountable to one another. Like I said, minimizing, you know, gains, because, like I said, it's going to be times where it's going to split, but, you know, having guys that converge right and making tackles in the open field and, you know, like I said, not giving up deep balls, that's a huge thing that we're focusing on this year.
You know Andre Goodman as well as anybody here. What kind of cornerback is he? What makes him unique?
He's feisty. I mean, he's going to get at you every play. He wants to be a man coverage as much as he can, and he's going to compete. He can run. He can run with anybody in the league, and like I said, he's going to get after you.
This team has so many different moving parts on defense. I mean, you're obviously new, but so many of your teammates are also new. What's it like to be on a team where that first day you got to come in with a "Hello, my name" tag is? To kind of get used to the new locker room and the new feel, especially on defense. You guys got to play together, but you hardly know each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's big about the offseason, because we're pretty much around each other all day, you know, every day, and it gives us a chance to, you know, get to know one another. You might not get the names in the first couple weeks, but eventually you get around to knowing everyone and knowing everyone's personality. And that's the good thing about it, you know, knowing who you be around, it helps you that much more on the football field.
What's your impressions of McBath, a second-round pick?
Oh, he looks good. I mean, he's a very talented kid. He's a very, you know, versatile. He can go in the box and play the money position, go in there and play the star as well if needed. And he's always played in the back half. And I also got a chance to watch him a lot at Texas Tech, and that seemed to kind of be his role there, where he floated around and did a lot of things for the ball club.